Come on, feel the noise. That means it's Monday morning here on The Breakfast Show. I'm your host, Breck Raleigh. Thanks for tuning in. It's the week of Christmas, so we're going to have a good time here getting you set for Friday when the big guy himself going to be coming to town and delivering Christmas presents or maybe a good old lump of coal if you haven't been good this year. I think Santa probably cut us some slack because 2020 has been rough on all of us. So I think you're going to have to be really naughty to get that lump of coal. But, yeah, some of you might still qualify for that this morning right now across our listing area. Cold and foggy, 43 degrees. Dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock this morning. Was it that bad when we drove in this morning, you know, around 5 o'clock or so? But it could get worse. Could always get worse until 9 o'clock. So just be careful driving in. Sunny today, a high 62, low tonight 34, partly sunny for Tuesday with highs in the mid-60s. Got a chance of rain moving in on Wednesday and then a little bit on Christmas Eve before things get really cold. We're looking at lows then around 25 on Christmas Eve and Christmas morning. Celebrity birthdays for December 21st. My man Samuel L. Jackson is 72 years old today. Jane Fonda, the actress, she is 83. Ray Romano, everybody loves Raymond, he's 63. Kiefer Sutherland from Designated Survivor and the TV show 24. He is turning 54 years old today. And a couple of actors from The Walking Dead. Tom Payne, who played Jesus on The Walking Dead, he's 38. And Steven Yeun, the actor who played Glenn, is 37 years old today. 101.1 Lionel Richie all night long. And a little Amy Grant with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on Breezy 101. Speaking of the Christmas tree, is that your favorite Christmas tradition, you know, like rocking around the Christmas tree or decorating the Christmas tree, putting the Christmas tree up, whatever it is, go to breezynews.com. We have a new poll out this morning. We're asking you to tell us what your favorite Christmas tradition is. Like, you know, there's a lot of them, like, Christmas stockings, hanging the stockings, or also Christmas caroling, or putting up lights and decorations, maybe going to a Christmas church service, you know, sort of a midnight mass or something along those lines. Or maybe you just love giving gifts. Maybe that's your favorite Christmas tradition. Whatever it is, go to breezynews.com and vote in our poll. We'll continue to update you on the progress this morning and tell you the results of the poll tomorrow. We're going to have a poll for you leading up to Christmas, something for you to look forward to and just have fun with this holiday season. And currently 43 degrees here in our listening area. Watch out for that fog this morning. More Christmas favorites next from the Beach Boys here on Breezy 101.
Turn up the radio. Breezy 101.
50 Ways to Say Goodbye by the guys in the band Train. And we heard a little Justin Timberlake and Naked Eyes. That's set 10 minutes before the top of the hour. News and weather coming up. A lot in the news from over the weekend. I got some information, some updates on the coronavirus situation. And one state official is in the hospital because of coronavirus. Robbie Watson has that. And, of course, the big story from over the weekend, former Mississippi Governor William Winter passed away. And Chris Davis knew William Winter very well from his, you know, long career covering state politics. So Chris is going to have some information for us about that. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will take a look at today in history and see what's happening on the National Day calendar. A lot of days today, trust me. There's a lot. We might have to take two breaks to go through all the days you can celebrate today. I think one of them is like National Hamburger Day and maybe even a few more to do with Christmas. So we'll get to that. But, hey, I have a mission here at the studio. I've walked into the kitchen earlier and there was a tin. Like a little tin that looked like it might have some cookies or something in it. But I didn't open it because I didn't want to be disappointed. It looks like one of those tins that could have cookies in it or it could have sewing utensils in it, threads and buttons and all of that. So I'm going to go in there and I'm going to cross my fingers and hope there's some form of cookie, Christmas cookie, fudge cookie, something in there. And I will report back. Hopefully I'll report back with some sweets and not that I could sew a button back onto my my pants here.
101.1 Walking in a winter wonderland. We'll sing a love song as we go along. A
Walking in a winter wonderland from Hootie himself, Darius Rucker. And hey, we're walking in winter wonderland because today is the first day of winter. That's right. The winter solstice is the shortest day of the year. Technically, the winter solstice has already happened for us here in the central time zone. It happened around 4:05 this morning. That's what, even before I woke up. So I didn't even get to see it this morning. But you know what you can see today? That's the what people have been calling the Star of Bethlehem, where the planets are going to align in the southern sky. And you can see, you know, what looks like what people are going to imagine that the Star of Bethlehem looked like. Around 5:15 this evening, you got to look towards the southwestern sky, and you'll be able to see it. It'll be on display. I think it's Jupiter and Saturn that are lining up together, and they're going to be like very, very close, the closest they've been to each other in something like 400 years. So could be a cool sight. You got to find somewhere where you could see it, though. So hopefully we can do that this afternoon. Hey, you're listening to The Breakfast Show. It's 20 minutes past the top of the hour. First things first here. We told you last break that I found a tin of something in the break room, and I didn't know if it was cookies or if it was like, you know, a tin with sewing needles and thread and buttons, because you know what I'm talking about. Every grandmother had the tin that had, you thought had cookies in it, but it had just, you know, other stuff. Well, we're going to open it and find out. Hey, we got fudge. So we're going to enjoy this fudge here this morning. No sewing needles in the box of cookies. So we're going to have a piece of fudge here momentarily. After we talk to you about today in history, Monday, December 21st, the 356th day of 2020, just 10 days left in the year. How about this one? On this day in 1620, the Pilgrims on the Mayflower first stepped on shore at what is Plymouth, Massachusetts. So that was on a day of a winter solstice. Actually, a lot of things have happened on a winter solstice. We'll tell you more about that in that segment coming up shortly. On this day in 1913, the first newspaper crossword puzzle was published in the New York World. And that is why today is National Crossword Puzzle Day. So fill out a crossword puzzle today if you have the opportunity. On to the National Day calendar. Today is National Hamburger Day. It's not really a Christmas food or anything, but, you know, enjoy a hamburger. Bring out the grill and grill it up. You know, might be a little cold, but still, you can do that. National French Fried Shrimp Day. We love fried shrimp. Today is also, we told you, the first day of winter, and it's Short Girl Appreciation Day. So if you're short or you know a short girl, tell them, you know, we appreciate them. Appreciate them today. I have a couple of short girlfriends that I'll be messaging this morning to say that, you know, we appreciate everything that goes along with being height challenged.
Breezy 101.
That's The Wizards in Winter by Trans-Siberian Orchestra right here on Breezy 101 and The Breakfast Show. Gloria by Laura Branigan right before that. Boy, that was very popular in the studio this morning. BMO from across the hall on Kicks 96 ran over here, opened the door, and was excited to hear some Laura Branigan. I think he might have had a childhood crush on her. I don't know. We'll have to confirm that. It's 7:33 on your Monday, December 21st. It is the first day of winter. We told you we'd tell you a little more about the winter solstice. Of course, it means the shortest day of the year. Yep, shortest day of the year by far, and all the days after this will get a little bit longer and longer. You know how it works, right? And we told you a lot of things were discovered on December 21st or on the winter solstice. Last break, we told you about the Pilgrims arriving at Plymouth Rock on December 21st, 1620. On December 21st, 1898, radium, the element, was discovered. And on December 21st, 1968, the Apollo 8 spacecraft launched and became one of the first crewed missions to the moon. So a lot of discovery happening on December 21st. And the word solstice translates to sun stands still because the sun, once it gets up, it kind of stays mostly in the same place in the sky. They'll look at that today, or actually don't look at the sun, obviously, but, you know, maybe think about it today. And Stonehenge is believed to have been created, erected, whatever you want to call it, to coincide with the winter solstice. That's the only thing that people really know about Stonehenge, is that it has something to do with the winter solstice. It could be a pagan tradition or something else, but it lines up perfectly during the winter solstice. So that's some fun facts for you about the first day of winter. Expect, you know, not a lot of sunlight today, but expect some fun tonight because we're going to have a Christmas parade, as best Christmas parade as we can have. It's a drive-through Christmas parade being put on by Kosciuszko Junior Auxiliary, going downtown Kosciuszko around the square. They're going to have some cars there, maybe with some lights and some decorations and all that, and you stay in your car. You don't get out. It's COVID safe. You stay in your vehicle, and you just drive around the square and look at the cool cars. And there's going to be hot chocolate. You know, people can pass in the window to you if you want that, or you could just, you know, bring your own big thermos of hot chocolate. Whatever you want to do. But it's going to be fun tonight. A drive-through Christmas parade. We got all the details on our website at breezynews.com. 101.1. Home by Philip Phillips coming up. Foreigner with Long, Long Way From Home. I've also got your Monday morning laugh. If you need a way to get going and you're a little grumpy this morning, I'm telling you, wait for 3 minutes. And we're going to make you laugh. It's all coming up here after the guys in Foreigner. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on Breezy 101. Foreigner, Long, Long Way From Home, one of our 80s Music Monday favorites. Of course, we don't believe it's sad, sad Mondays around here. We don't believe in sad, sad any days, but thank you for having us on here on your radio, or maybe you're listening online at breezynews.com, or maybe you got that Breezy 101 mobile app up. Well, I know we have some folks listening across the state this morning, and so we appreciate everyone for tuning in. It's 43 degrees right now. Fog has gotten a little bit worse here as the morning's gone on. A dense fog advisory in effect until 9 o'clock. You know, I said when I drove in, it wasn't that bad, but now we can't even barely see the parking lot here at the radio station, so be careful. That should clear out mid-morning, and then sun comes out, and it gets a little warm for Christmas week. 63 degrees the high, low tonight, 34 on Tuesday, partly sunny, high 62. You got a chance of rain moving in Wednesday, and a chance of rain and other precipitation on Thursday. We'll say that because the high Thursday only in the 40s, the low's down around 25 on Christmas Eve. So if it's raining, it could be some wintry mix of precipitation, you know, that we'll just wait and see because, you know, things can change between now and then. But your complete forecast is online at breezynews.com. Okay, I told you, I would make you laugh this morning because it is literally impossible to, well, I'll say this, it's literally impossible to watch this video and not laugh. I'll have to take your word for how it is coming over the radio because it is a video. So I'm just going to play you the audio from it. But, you know, teachers and classrooms and school, they're different nowadays, right? A lot of people doing it online, doing virtual schooling all around the country. And, you know, it can be a little difficult to keep kids engaged. You know, it's hard to keep kids engaged when they're in the classroom, let alone when they're sitting on their bed watching a computer screen. Maybe they got a Nintendo or a PlayStation or a toy or something like that that, you know, they kind of want to play, and it's right there in their room. So a teacher decided to keep the kids' attention somehow. Her name is Emma. I hope I'm saying her name correctly. Ginder? Emma Ginder? I think so. But anyway, she's a teacher. And she decided to play a prank on her kids during a Zoom class meeting. Well, she bought a machine that makes noises. And you get where I'm going with this. It makes bodily function noises. You can imagine. That's funny. Funny to the 33-year-old break. So you know it's going to be funny to like 7, 8, 9-year-old kids. Well, she played, she hit the button, and went out over the Zoom meeting, and all the kids just lost it. They all started laughing, and they could not contain themselves. So I'm going to play it for you, and then we'll roll into a break and go to the top of the hour. But tell me that this doesn't make your Monday.
Most of us are here, so if you want to pull out your Journeys book,
what was that?
What was that?
She farted. That was a big one.
I don't know who it was, but whoever it was, it might be a little embarrassed, so let's stop.
I still blame you.
Oh.
Now that my horrific incident of terror is over, how about some breakfast? The most important meal of the day.
This is the home of The Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. Turn up the radio. Breezy 101.
Here's the latest from Breezy News.
55 people in Mississippi died over the weekend due to the coronavirus, and there were over 3,900 new cases reported by the Mississippi State Department of Health. The virus has even put one top state official in the hospital. Robbie Watson reports.
MEMA Executive Director Greg Michelle has been admitted to the hospital as he battles pneumonia, a complication brought on by COVID-19. According to Mallory White, Director of External Affairs for MEMA, the director remains in good spirits and is grateful to the medical staff for treating him and all of those suffering during this pandemic. County Emergency Management Director Tommy Malone.
You last week had been tested positive for COVID, and then I noticed today where the update was he had been hospitalized with pneumonia. Last reports he was resting well and everything, but we still need to keep him and others in our prayers.
And former Mississippi Governor William Winter died over the weekend. He was 97. During his career, he spoke often in central Mississippi, including 26 times at the Neshoba County Fair. Chris Davis was there for his final appearance in 2014.
Since I first drove up here to the fair in the summer of 1956, I have personally witnessed the incredible change.
With his jacket off and a crowd of Republicans and Democrats sopping sweat in the hottest part of summer, the then 91-year-old Winter observed the progress that Mississippi has made over the past 60 years.
And once we began to recognize that our common interest was so much more important than the issues that divided us, then we started to make some real progress.
He said that may have started in Neshoba County in the summer of 64 when he could sense at the fair that Mississippi's conscience was shaken by the murders of three civil rights workers. He ended that speech with some advice.
Let us set aside petty differences and self-serving ambitions to find common ground and reasonable solutions to complex problems.
Chris Davis, Breezy News.
Your forecast, mostly sunny today with a high of 61, clear tonight, lows in the mid-30s, partly sunny for Tuesday with a high of 62. In the Breezy 101 Newsroom, I'm Breck Riley.
It's not a vampire movie, it's a werewolf movie. There's somebody in there looks just like the girl that I used to go with before I met your mother.
Who, that white woman there?
No, dummy, Wolfman.
This is the home of The Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. Turn up the radio, Breezy 101.
Accidentally in Love from the Counting Crows. And hey, before that, another Shrek song, Smash Mouth, I'm a Believer. I'm a Believer was in the first Shrek, Accidentally in Love, and Shrek Part 2. So there you go. Sometimes that just happens in the show. A little help from yours truly. Also, Dua Lipa, Don't Start Now, kicked off the final hour of The Breakfast Show. Breck Riley here, thanking you for joining us on a Monday. And if you haven't gotten COVID yet, don't start now. I can promise you, as someone who's had COVID, you don't want it. But if you think you do have it, or you've been exposed to it, or you have symptoms, you can get tested for free today at the Itala County Health Department. And you do have to make an appointment. You have to call and speak with someone, and they will tell you whether you need to come in or whether you can just stay home and you don't need to come get tested or whatever. But you do have to call, and you can do that today. The hours are from 11 a.m. through 6 p.m. And it's drive-through testing, so you don't have to get out. It's very, very safe. But if you think you might have been exposed, or like I said, you're just not feeling the best. You know, when I had it, I woke up one morning with a headache and some congestion and a sore throat. And I was like, well, it kind of feels like it could be COVID. And then later that day, I lost my smell and taste. And I was like, yeah, it's probably COVID. Then I went and got tested. It was a weekend when I got it, so nothing was open. So I had to wait till Monday to go get a test, and it came back positive. But you can do it for free. More details online right now at breezynews.com. Hey, next break, we're going to tell you more about our poll this morning. If you haven't voted in it yet, go to breezynews.com. What's your favorite Christmas tradition? We'll update you on the results next here on Breezy 101.
The station you can turn on and leave on.
Caroling from Idina Menzel. It's 8:32 on your Monday morning. The Breakfast Show on your radio. The Breakfast Show is the most important show of the day. So start your day with a healthy dose of yours truly. That's saying a lot. I'm not sure there is a healthy dose of me. But anyway, we told you we would talk about our poll. And what is your favorite Christmas tradition? It's online now at breezynews.com. And caroling is one of the options. You know, do you like to go Christmas caroling? We have a number of options. We'll run them down for you. Getting gifts, you know, that's fun. People like getting presents, or maybe giving gifts. Some people prefer to give more gifts than they do, you know, getting them. That's cool. And actually, that has more votes in the poll than getting gifts does. That shows you how much people like to give. Christmas movies. Is that a great tradition for you and your family? You like sitting down? I watched Santa Claus 3 yesterday and A Muppet Christmas Carol. I was having to do some, you know, last-minute wrapping and things, so I'll just turn those on in the background while I'm doing that. Stockings. Hanging a Christmas stocking or maybe getting a new stocking each year. At my house, we have our own stocking, or my mom's house, I should say, growing up. We have our stockings that go by the fire, but she also had like a million stockings that she hung on the mantle and all down the staircase. And when I was little, I tried to persuade Santa Claus to fill up all of the stockings that we had in our house. But it never worked. He just filled up the one that was above the fireplace. I guess maybe it's a little overkill if he had given us stuff in all of our stockings. Or maybe Christmas lights / Christmas decorations. Is that your favorite thing? Remember to go to our webpage and get the map of all the Christmas light displays in Kosciuszko and Itala County. You can drive around and see those this week. Decorating the Christmas tree. Is that something fun? Maybe you do it over Thanksgiving or the day after Thanksgiving. You make a big deal of it. You put up Christmas tree. Maybe you go to a church service. I don't know how that's going to happen this year because of COVID, but I know a lot of places might do like a Christmas Eve service or maybe like a midnight mass service. But I don't know. As I said, this year it could be different. And finally, Christmas food or snacks. I have had so many people bring me Christmas food. I've got fudge. I've got cornflake candy. I've got Christmas like Chex Mix. I've got something they call reindeer chow. People just keep bringing food, and I'm fine. Not that I need it or anything, but, you know, I'm not going to turn it down. Or maybe all of it. I think that's actually winning the poll right now when we go look at the results. All of it is at 75% in the poll, and coming in second, just like I said earlier, giving gifts is at 10%. So go vote in our poll. We'll tell you the results tomorrow morning right here on The Breakfast Show.
101.1.
That's Beth by the guys in the band Kiss. Of course, written by Peter Criss, and Peter Criss on lead vocals there. Yesterday was his birthday. He turned 75 years old, so we had to show a little love to the Catman this morning. And plus, he's the drummer in the band, and anytime the drummer sings, or anytime a drummer can sing, it's a big deal. So we're going to play that, because I was a drummer, and I definitely cannot sing. So we show love to the drummers that can sing, like Phil Collins, Peter Criss, and Don Henley. It's the final break of The Breakfast Show. Thanks for having us on this morning. It's been a cold, cold morning, and looks like the fog has lifted. They're still under fog advisory about 15 more minutes until 9 o'clock. So just be careful driving on in. Today's high, 62. Mostly sunny after the fog gets out of here. Low tonight, 34 on Tuesday. Partly cloudy, highs in the lower 60s. And then a chance of rain on Wednesday and Thursday before clear skies and cold, cold temperatures for Christmas Day. We're talking sunny and a high of about 41 on your Christmas Day. So might be good just to stay inside. Also, online, some things for you to know this morning, like the drive-through Christmas parade is coming to downtown Kosciuszko tonight. Starts at 6:30, and you don't even have to get out of your vehicle. That's why it's a great thing. It's going to be safe for everyone involved, and there are going to be some cars and vehicles kind of decorated around the square, so all you have to do is just drive around. Roll down the windows, drive around, and look at the cars and the lights. And on one side, when you get to the east side of the square, if you want some hot chocolate, there are going to be some members of Kosciuszko Junior Auxiliary that will safely hand you some hot chocolate into your vehicle, or just, you know, bring your own thermos of hot chocolate and drive around and look at the lights downtown, look at the lights at the Christmas parade, and then, you know, go out and about in Kosciuszko and Talley County and look at all the other light displays. But more details on our website. We thank the Junior Auxiliary of Kosciuszko for putting this on, because our traditional Christmas parade got canceled because of COVID, like a lot of things. But hey, they want to spread some Christmas cheer, and you can experience that tonight, 6:30, drive-through Christmas parade downtown Kosciuszko. Also, don't forget to vote in our poll. What's your favorite Christmas tradition? We told you about this last break, but continue to vote in, and we'll give you the results tomorrow morning. And here's a fun picture of, guess who came to Greenlee Elementary last week? The Clauses. That's right. Santa and Mrs. Claus visited the pre-K and kindergarten students at Greenlee Elementary. Everyone was safe and socially distant and all of that. And it was kind of a last-minute trip while they came down here to visit the elementary students. And then they headed right back up to the North Pole to get ready for Christmas. And if you're worried about Santa Claus, don't worry. Dr. Fauci himself said that he took a jet to the North Pole and gave Santa Claus the vaccine. So he's good to go for COVID. So he is totally fine to take off on Christmas Eve and bring you your present. Santa Claus is going to be totally healthy, so don't even worry about that. Really, really cool story from Chris Davis online right now of William Winter, a former Mississippi governor who died over the weekend, his last appearance at the Neshoba County Fair. And we have the complete audio of his entire speech at that fair. So a great job by Chris Davis putting that together. It's online. Read the write-up and then listen to about 13, 14 minutes of the speech. All of this, of course, you can find online at breezynews.com, and we'll be continuing to update it throughout the day today. Ed, tomorrow, join us right back here. We'll have a new Christmas poll for you, and we'll do our 2 for Tuesday. As always, we're going to close out the show with Twisted Sister, but not with our normal song. Normally, it's We're Not Going to Take It, but since it's Christmas time and they have a Christmas album, we're going to let Dee Snider and the boys get us in the Christmas spirit.